Good morning, Family First. Nina speaking.
Yes, this is Darlene Cameron.
How you doing, Ms. Cameron?
I'm doing fine.
Can you uninstall that app that you have because you have the business app? That's not the correct one. So we can go through the steps on downloading the correct one.
Okay, here we go. So it's HHA Exchange, am I correct?
Yes. See, the problem is when you downloaded that and that little box came up that said go to App Store or close, if you go to App Store, then you're going to be redirected to the business app. You need to select close. So that's what happened.
Okay.
So just uninstall, and then I'm going to take you through all the steps to reinstall the correct one.
Okay. Okay, let me uninstall it. Okay, I uninstalled both the one I had.
So make sure you're not downloading the one with the plus on the end, okay? So now you need to go back. Yeah, that's the business app, yes. That's
okay.
The one that asks for the activation code.
Okay.
So now go to your app store and re-download HHA Exchange.
Okay, it has the plus, the app, mobile app for Android. Which one do I go to?
So are you on the actual Play Store, not the Google Store?
Yeah, I'm at the Play Store.
Okay, so you want to download the one that say HHA Exchange Caregiver Mobile App. And just tell me what happens when you you download that.
Okay, Exchange Caregiver Mobile App, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. With that one, it looked like a big X, just a big old X in the middle with a little dot on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one?
Yes.
Okay, I'm about to install it.
Just let me know what happens when it's installed and you click open.
Okay, I'm about to click open now. Okay, English, push next.
Mm-hmm. Then what comes up next?
Okay, it has me put the email and password in.
No, you want to scroll down to sign up.
Sign up.
And what happens when you click sign up?
Okay, when I push sign up, it says if you are in the state of Texas, Illinois, download the Exchange mobile app, this version, the app, and then it says close or open Play Store.
So you want to click close.
Close. Okay. Now it says, at the top it says cancel sign up or sign up, and it says email, password, and confirm password.
So you need to put in your email.
My password and confirm it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to confirm, your email that we have on file is FatimaCameron2250@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's the email.
Okay, yeah. So put your email in and create a password. Make sure the first letter is capitalized.
Right. Okay, hold on. Okay, password. Okay, now I'm going to confirm it. Okay. So would I put sign up?
Yes.
Okay, sign up successfully. You should receive an email shortly with future instructions on how to link with your agency. Push OK.
Okay, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now I want you to refresh your screen and then put your email in that password that you had created. And it should take you to a screen which you can update your profile.
Okay. Okay, terms of use. Terms accepted. It says click the.
So you need to click the three dots on the upper right hand corner.
Okay.
And you need to put in all your information.
Okay. Update profile, mobile device ID number, password, and then it says log out.
So you need to click on the top box where it has mobile device.
With the mobile ID.
Yes, you need to click on that top box.
Okay. And fill name, last name, fill all that out, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now push create.
Yep, mm-hmm. And then it should provide you a 7-digit mobile ID number. I need that number to link you with our agency.
Okay, I have to write this down. I got to get a pen and do it. Okay, you have been registered successfully. Your ID number. Okay, write this down right quick. Five.
So that's the number I need to link you here with us.
5-4
mm-hmm.
0
mm-hmm.
9-6-1-1.
So that is your unique ID. Any agency you work for. If they use HHA, then that's the number that you will provide them with in order for the link, the agency with them.
Okay.
Now, I need you to refresh your screen and then log in so therefore you can see your client's information and we can go over how to clock in and out.
Okay, so push okay from there?
Yes.
Okay. Now go to the front page?
Yes.
So log out of this?
Yeah, log out of that.
Okay.
And you're going to log back
in. All right.
Second, I gotta.
Okay. Now I'm back at the front, the home page. Now put my password in.
Yep. Mhm.
Okay. And push login.
Yes.
Data successful syncing, today's schedule.
So you would clock in on today's schedule. When you go click today's schedule, you will see your schedule for today. Anytime you do not see a today's schedule available, then you can clock on the one underneath it, which is unscheduled visits, and you can create the visit, and we can grab it and create it in the system, okay? The one underneath it is confirm visit. This is where you will go at to make sure all your checks each day is being registered successfully, okay?
Okay.
All services must start and stop at the home. For any reason, if your client has something to do at 8 o'clock, you need to clock in at 7, 7:30 before you guys attempt to leave the home, okay?
Okay.
If you are running behind, and you guys are not finished what you are doing by your clock out time, then refrain from clocking out anywhere else until you get back to the home. You have up until 11:59 to clock out at night, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
Okay. So today's schedule, so I'm just seeing that. I don't have to do nothing to that, right?
So you can click on it.
Okay.
When you click on it and then you attempt to clock in, GPS is going to pop up. You need to select GPS in order for it to register. When you go to clock out, there's going to be duties on there. You need to check off anything that you did for your client, and anything that you didn't, just check an X box, and then it will confirm your clock out.
Okay. So I'm going to just do the
clock. You can do it. Yeah, you can do it. Just try it. Just clock in,
okay,
and then go back and clock out to see what I'm saying.
Okay, so clock in, it's a GPS here.
Mm-hmm.
So I push that?
Yep, push that, yep.
Okay. Pushing clock in and GPS, and it ain't going nowhere. Let's see. I'm pushing in clock in, GPS, and it ain't saying nothing.
Now, push the back button and then attempt to clock out and see what happens.
still not showing that. It was showing,
do you have your Wi-Fi on?
Yeah.
Take your Wi-Fi off your phone. Sometimes the app doesn't work with Wi-Fi.
Okay, they already got for now for 3:05 at 8 a.m., 3:05, 1 p.m.
Yeah, that's your schedule.
Okay.
Were you able to clock out or in?
No, it won't go. I'm pushing the GPS. You want me to push the cancel button?
Yeah.
And just go do it all over. How about just clock out? I mean, just start all over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. GPS. Okay, going to go. I'm showing nothing.
Do me a favor, go to your settings. You may have to authorize to allow the app to work with your location.
Go to settings.
Go to your phone settings. And then go to location.
Okay.
And see if you see HHA. You might have to allow HHA.
Okay. Location. Okay. Allow.
Yeah, you might have to allow HHA.
Yep. Okay, and then I go back there. Let's see, clock in. Okay. Me and him is together right now.
Mm-hmm.
So just it's
so you can clock in. Cause do you guys live together?
Yes.
Yeah. So you can clock in now. Just don't clock out at 1 o'clock. Clock out 2.5 hours later.
Okay.
But your schedule is at 1. So by 3:30, you should clock out. Yeah, but you can clock in now.
Okay, clock in now. You have been successfully clocked in. It's okay. And then clock out.
Clock out at 3:30.
3:30. Okay.
Yep, that'll give you the 5 hours. Okay?
Okay.
All right, do you have any questions for me?
No, I thank you very much. Oh, my goodness, you just don't know. How long I've been waiting to do this, to have actually somebody on the phone actually going step by step.
That's no problem. Quick question.
Yes.
Did his address change?
Nope, it's 1901 Northampton Street. We out right now.
So I got to remove the clock in. Because we can't link GPS out of range.
Okay.
Remember, the services got to start and stop in the home.
Oh, okay. We was home this morning. Now, y'all, we just getting it together. So.
Nope, it's fine. You just provide a timesheet. Just starting tomorrow, clock in from the actual home, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so
okay.
Just provide Valeria a timesheet for Monday through today, and tomorrow just clock in and out, okay?
Okay, do a timesheet, you said?
Yeah, I'm going to send Valeria a message that I assisted you with the app now. You are all set to go to clock in starting tomorrow, that she needs to provide you a link for it to fill out a timesheet for Monday through today, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. You're welcome.
Yes, you do the same.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.